Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host and Phoenix Business Radio X CEO, Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to welcome two professionals back into the studio with us. The last time they were here, they were featured on our Best of Health series with Barb Regis, PA, and I'm very excited to talk again with our our experts in skincare with Awatuki Skin and Laser and Sun City Dermatology. We have Sarah Newman and Brittany Kaspchuk. Welcome back to the studio, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
I'm like giving Brittany a thumbs up.
Yeah, you got
because
the name.
I said Kaspchuk correctly.
Yes, my grandfather would be proud.
I'm so glad. It's so often I will ask someone ahead of time before we go on air how to pronounce first or last name or even sometimes business names. And I'll get it, I'll hear it, and then we go live, and it's out the door, and I botch it anyway. So I'm feeling pretty proud.
Thumbs up.
Thank you. So, okay, let's talk a little bit. First, let's let our listeners know a little bit about who Awatuki Skin and Laser is and Sun City Dermatology.
Sure. We are a multi-specialty dermatology clinic who really focuses on personalized care with quality at the top of our priorities. We do anything from cosmetic dermatology to complex medical dermatology, as well as surgical intervention for all types of skin cancer, including Mohs surgery, which is a specialized type of skin cancer treatment. So if it has to do with skin, hair, or nails, we are your go-to practice in the Valley.
And you own and operate both practices?
Correct.
Yes. And how long have you been in the business, this particular aspect of it?
Sure. I have owned and operated Awatuki Skin and Laser for the past 11 years. I've been in practice about 20. So about half of my career has been business ownership as well as medical provider. So it's been an exciting ride, and I have great staff members like Brittany to surround me, and I'm just super excited to bring some information to your listeners.
Yeah, I'm excited to have this conversation, and part of me is smiling because I know the answer to this question. Here we are, it's, you know, mid-October. I think maybe the rest of the world mistakenly would think to talk about skincare and that sort of thing when it's getting ready to be hot and we're in the sun. Mm-hmm, yeah. But what I learned from you last time you were with us, this is a year-round conversation and a year-round, I don't want to use the word concern, but we need to be mindful of our skincare year-round.
It's absolutely about public awareness. We have a 1 in 3 person skin cancer rate in Arizona, so it is not something that can ever be off of the front page and off of your concern list.
1 in 3.
1 in 3.
Wow. Crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. And so before we hear from Brittany, tell me, so about 20 years in the business?
20 years.
And what was your desire or what was the catalyst for opening up your own business?
Some would call it crazy. Some would call it overachiever. I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin where I grew up on a farm. And the first thing that you learn is hard work is everything. The cows don't milk themselves. The hay doesn't bale themselves. So I really learned that hard work produces results. And I had come from a very large group practice where I felt that the personal connection was being lost with our clients. I'm a people person. I like to know families. I like to know the dog's name. And I wanted the ability in my own practice to spend the quality time that I thought the patients well deserved. So I decided to take a leap of faith, lean my house as far as it would go. And 11 years later, I'm so grateful and so thankful that I did.
And I know that your patients say the same. Is that the right word? Do you call them patients?
Patients, clients, friends, family, yeah.
Right.
All the above.
Yes. So I know because we talked about it last time when you were here with Barb, just some of these neat stories. And I hope obviously we'll draw some new stories and maybe even some of the other ones out as well. So now how did you find this lovely lady?
So our story is actually quite interesting. Brittany, I was very blessed. She was a medical assistant in my practice. I had known her family, her sisters for years, her mother and father. And so luckily she became one of our back office support staff. I knew she was extremely intelligent and extremely motivated.
Thankfully,
when she went off to PA school, I said, please don't forget about your dermatology roots. And she was like, absolutely not. I love the ER.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like,
you always bring
up all
up.
Night.
Stop.
And I said, good luck, because that adrenaline only goes so far.
Yeah, it fizzled out a little bit there.
And so
she was right.
She's always right.
It's, well, not always,
yeah,
but
you call it ahead of before I knew it myself. But
certainly.
Yes.
But with her background.
With an invitation to come back too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't like,
at any time.
And so I kept, nudging her. Dermatology's calling. And fortunately for us, in dermatology, we have a good balance between life and work because our patients aren't sick. They are, in for preventative skin exams. They're there to improve their appearance. They're there really as a commitment to their overall health. So we're not being paged at 2 a.m. We don't have a lot of dermatologic emergencies. So for a young woman who may want a family in the future, this is a very nice career where you can have balance between home and work.
That speaks volumes to me. Mm-hmm. Prior to opening Phoenix Business Radio X, I was a business consultant, but also a life coach. Mm. And there was a period of time where I had several clients and my son going through some really difficult times. And I was making myself available 24/7. And with so many things happening at that time for people, it was a lot. And my prayer became, what do you need me to do next? Should I go back and get a therapist or a psychology degree? Or like, who do you need me to be? And I started looking at, gosh, is this the right thing for me? Because just the demand on me all the time.
Correct.
This ended up being, I think, the blessing and the gift out of some of that. And I still serve a couple of clients, but I get to choose. And what you're describing, I think, is a lifestyle business.
Absolutely.
You've been able to build this business as it fits your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that isn't for everybody, right? Thank goodness we have emergency care providers and emergency room, doctors and those kinds of things. But I'm with you on saying, this is where my sweet spot is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's always an interesting conversation. Whenever I'm looking to hire a new provider, the conversation becomes, would you like full or part-time? And, majority of individuals will say, well, I want full-time. And my response to that is no one who works for me works 5 days a week. I think that burnout within healthcare, the rates are very, very high. They speak for themselves. So majority of my providers, with the exception of myself, work 4 days a week.
Yeah.
Because I care about them and I want them to do this for 20 plus years and working 5 days a week, 200 clients a week, it's just overwhelming.
Yeah. And so it's the two locations right now.
Correct.
And you personally bounce back and forth between both?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit, if you would, Brittany, about the personality and the feel at Sun City Dermatology.
You would think you were in the Midwest. is usually how I describe it to people. It's the moment you walk in, you recognize all of the staff, and they already know who you are. Since we are just, a handful of us, we're a smaller practice. You don't feel pushed in and pushed out. I wouldn't call it a slow pace by any means, but you definitely feel like you have the time to see the patient and for them to be able to ask all the questions that they need. But very homey. It smells nice. It looks nice. We got that yesterday. The candle.
Yeah.
They want the candle.
I know they do.
Can you tell what the candle is?
It's like volcano or something.
A No. 8 volcano.
Oh, gosh. It's amazing.
And it's totally soy, so no residue. And it leaves a light scent, which really offends no one.
Yeah.
Because we don't want it to smell like a medical practice.
People are obsessed with it.
But there's such a difference. And I know there's been a lot of studies with medical practices and schools, for that matter. I mean, really, we could say this about anything. That's the scents, the lighting, the colors, the aesthetics speak volume about who we are. And then, of course, to what Brittany's sharing, the people. How do we care for each other?
Yes.
How do we run our practice or our business so that people know that we care and we're really there to make a difference for them?
So it's always a running joke in the practice because my number one concern is that patients are comfortable. They have a full gown. They don't have a paper sheet. It smells nice. It looks nice. And that there's nice music playing in the background, because I think it kind of sets the tone. If you're a single mother and this is the 30 minutes you get away from your family, sometimes they just want me to be running late and say, give me another 5 minutes. This is so comfortable in here. So we work very hard to create an environment. And I actually learned that buying my first house. I walked into the model. I remember what song was playing, Sade. I remember it smelled like kind of pink sugar. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is my house.
Live here.
Yes. And so I think first impressions between sound and smell that most medical providers or practices don't ever give a thought to. I think we go one step above and ensure the atmosphere is welcoming.
And you'd say that about obviously both locations.
100%.
So when Brittany says kind of this, you know, Midwest feel and everybody's family, would you describe Ahwatukee Skin and Laser any similar, different?
It's very much the same because it's our, you know, foundation. It's personalized care, quality care. And fortunately, if you come into the practice in Ahwatukee, just right off of here, I-10 and Ray, we have a dedicated professional at the front desk. Her name is Linda. And if you're listening and been to the practice, you know her. You love her. Her entire job is called Director of First Impressions. So she's kind of like the Walmart greeter. She'll open the door. She'll valet your car. She actually calls it herself that.
That's funny.
Hopefully she's not listening.
Yeah.
And so it's about recognizing you, shaking your hand, helping you in the door, parking your car if you need it. It's just about welcoming you into our family, which is our practice.
Over and over again, mm-hmm. every time that you're there.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So I can see why you're part of the family. And you've been, Brittany, with the business how long?
So I'm coming up on 2 years here as a provider with Sarah, but as she, to not date either of us, I've been seeing her since junior high. So she was my acne go-to, please, mom, can I please go see Sarah? I have a pimple for many, many years.
Yes. So the bond has been since Brittany was 12.
Yeah.
Do you think that she influenced at all your desire to go into
medical? I wrote my whole personal statement about Sarah. And
really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And started off as a PA.
MA.
So I started off as a patient. Then I became a certified nursing assistant.
That's an MA?
It's a CNA, which is like a cousin to an MA.
Okay.
Very similar credentials. We do a lot of the same tasks. And I was in the middle of my yearly skin exam with Sarah. And when she found out I was a scribe, she said, can you quit that job and come work for me? We're short one. And I was like, well, okay, let's finish my skin exam and then let's talk terms.
Yeah.
And so
she was vulnerable. She was in a gown.
Yeah, that's how she gets you. I would say like half of our employees were previous patients.
I love it. Oh, my gosh.
But then at least you get to know the people before you hire them off the spot. Yeah. So that's kind of nice. But yeah, and then went to school, did ER for a little under a year, and then I came crawling back.
You were right.
Yeah, you were so right.
What will it take to get me back?
I think I sent a text that was like, I'm ready. And she's like, okay.
That's exactly what you said. Yeah. All you said is, I'm ready.
And then she had me in for an interview
the
next day or two, yeah.
And I've only met you twice, both of you twice now, but there's this energy with both of that you both carry. And I'm sure that when you sent that text, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
But Sarah, there's this calmness about you and this knowingness about you. So while you were probably ecstatic, there was also part of this like wise old soul you that went, okay, well, here we go.
Yes. I mean, obviously, always keep your composure, right? Never let them see you sweat, even if you're about to tinkle in your pants.
But meanwhile, you're like dancing up and down, you know, arms flailing. Woo-hoo, And then very, you know,
professionally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, let me think about it.
Let me see when I'm free.
Love it. Oh, my goodness. Who was the receptionist at Ahwatukee?
Linda.
Linda. So shout out to Linda. And who else makes up the Ahwatukee team?
As far as providers are concerned, our team includes Dr. Dwayne Whitaker, world-renowned Mohs surgeon, also head of dermatology at Banner U of A.
Well, that's huge.
Huge. He's been with me for nearly 10 years. He is a legend in his own time. He wears cowboy boots and does surgery all day long. Mm-hmm. He's a gem. Our director of medicine is Dr. Bradley Rasmussen, who is head of dermatology at the IHC Salt Lake. So he goes back and forth between Salt Lake and Phoenix. Have myself as a physician assistant, Brittany as a PA. I have Bethany Cheatham, who's a nurse practitioner. She's a cosmetic guru. And April Allen, our most recent addition, who's a nurse practitioner who came to us from Mayo.
Gems, all gems,
yes.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, we are a family, and we're family strong in dermatology for sure.
Yeah. And in Sun City? Can you tell me your team?
Sun City is a little bit of a cross between Ahwatukee and there.
Perfect way to describe it.
So, Sarah comes out to Sun City. I'm obviously at Sun City. We have Dr. Rasmussen, who is so fortunate to go back and forth between all the places that Sarah asks him to. And then Dr. Eugene Conti, who has I've known him on and off for many, many years. So he's my supervising physician and he's wonderful.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dr. Conti is 31 years in practice. He's a DO. So he's got a great bedside manner. The senior population loves him because he's down to earth. He's from Ohio. He's just grassroots dermatology. He will sit and chat you up or he'll, you know, do your full skin exam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whatever your needs are, he's there to meet
them.
Again,
you're picking these teammates for personality and passion.
Yes.
Yeah. And the designation DO at the end of his name stands for?
So he's a doctor of osteopathy, which is a little bit more whole body trained rather than MD, which is disease and treatment.
Got it. Just wanted to make sure that I knew. I told you before we went on air, I'm the novice here. I'm green, so I'll ask those green questions. All right, so I'm sold, right? and probably our listeners are as well. But let's talk to maybe somebody who's sitting on the fence a little bit. How do you recommend that you choose a qualified dermatology professional? Like what... You know,
that's always a tough question. I'm always happy to answer it. And this is my side of the story. I'm going to use an analogy, how to choose a dermatology professional like a plastic surgeon. So if you want a nose job, you're not going to go to the plastic surgeon that specializes in breast augmentation or facelift. You're going to pick the guy that does noses all day, every day. So you want to pick a practice that suits your needs. If you're primarily skin cancer, then you come to a practice that has surgical intervention, chemical peels, and a treatment team to reduce your risk. If you are a cosmetic individual who wants Botox, Juvederm, go to a practice that also has that. So we are medical dermatology probably 60% of the time, but we have a large cosmetic offering as well. So that's 40% of our day. Go somewhere where you feel your needs are going to be best met. And then go somewhere where you're comfortable and you like your provider. It's really important. You know, not every person suits everyone's needs. It's mm-hmm. different strokes for different folks. So if you don't like your provider where you're currently at, I challenge you to come see us because 9 times out of 10, patients are like, is it always like this here? We're laughing. We're having a good time. We remember you. And we establish these relationships and they're meaningful to us just as much as they're meaningful to you.
And you mentioned early on that really it's everything you attempt to do is preventative. Granted, you're going to, you know, come across somebody who shows up and there's an issue. How important is it that we treat our skin preventatively?
Brittany, what do you think?
Well, I look at different generations and I can tell you that depending on which one you fall into, you can tell the individuals that changed up their amount of sun exposure at an early age and those who continued the golfing and the outdoor activities without the sunscreen. And so prevention doesn't mean, oh, everything I did was in my youth. I can't possibly make up any time from that. And that's not true. I can tell the difference between when you did and when you didn't. So, of course, I meet patients and I go, okay, we need to turn back the clock a little bit here. We have some catch up to do, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. Allow me to play catch up with you and then we do prevention from there.
I'm just listening to you and I'm like seriously picturing myself in one of these nice gowns.
Yes. This is exactly
with my
what
back
we
clothes.
Say.
Well, mm-hmm. I have no doubt. And it's just, it's authentic, it's real, mm-hmm. and it's knowledgeable.
It's from the heart.
Wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. And it's from the heart, yes.
So we always talk about skin cancer is like all other forms of cancer, meaning early intervention is key. Mm-hmm. So don't put off today, don't put off till tomorrow what you could do today. Screening exams are just that, screening for early intervention. Precancers are just that, precancerous. If we treat them at precancer, they don't become skin cancer. So it's all about creating a personalized skincare regimen to undo some of the damage that unfortunately you may or may not have understood that you were exposed to. Mm-hmm. And then talking about general health and well-being, like do you need a vitamin D supplement? Do you need a skincare regimen that includes alpha hydroxy to undo some of the damage? We treat the entire person because skin is the largest organ, and it will oftentimes give you a lot of information about general health if you choose to listen mm-hmm. or look.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin D. Tell me about vitamin D. Why is that important?
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, If we're going to talk about just vitamin D deficiency across the board, it's actually exceptionally common in Arizona because I hear this a lot. Oh, my vitamin D level can't be low. Like, I live in the sunniest state in the U.S. Well, how much time do you spend outside? I run to my car, and then I run to my mailbox, and then I run inside. So what is that, like 2-3 minutes?
Right, right.
And I really don't spend much more time outside beyond that. So it's really easy to become deficient year-round because we just don't spend that. Or if we do, we're putting on sunscreen, which unfortunately, though we do love sunscreen, it can block a little bit of that metabolism.
So you're saying Arizonans tend to be vitamin D deficient for those very reasons.
Exactly.
Yes. It is a nationwide problem, though. Vitamin D deficiency is a hot topic in the news. It's either we're paying more attention to it or we have better laboratory testing. But vitamin D deficiency, people do not understand. Vitamin D is a necessity for good health, and it's a fat-soluble vitamin, so you have to take it appropriately. You have to take it at least every day, unless you're on a very mega dose where you can go once a week. But the symptoms of vitamin D deficiency can range from as mild as muscle weakness to headache to non-healing sores to changes in your vision to brittle bones. People don't understand that vitamin D can affect almost every part of you. If people are like, I'm tired all the time, I guarantee you if you look at their skin and it's translucent like Casper the Ghost, they have a vitamin D. And the vitamin D range, the U.S. standards are 20 milligrams per deciliter to 100. That range is massive. So if you're at a 20, I guarantee you you're having side effects that you don't realize
are connected to
absolutely
that.
True.
Interesting. So at your practice then, how are you helping people fix that deficiency? It's supplements or it's...
So the other thing to mention is because people have become less dairy friendly, that was our primary source of vitamin D was fortified milk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And because there's, you know, a push for, I don't want the hormones, I don't like dairy, it causes X, Y, or Z. We talk to patients about 15 to 20 minutes every day of intentional sun exposure. And coming from a dermatology professional, that's sometimes difficult to say, but their general health and well-being is just as important as their skin health. So 15 to 20 minutes, please don't go between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. when the UV rays are the highest and most damaging, but get a little bit of sun exposure. Like Brittany said, although we want you protected, there is a good amount of vitamin D that you should have from natural sunlight, not laying out in your backyard for hours on end, but walking to the mailbox and strolling back. And then we always encourage to supplement a vitamin D. Certainly, we want those laboratory values so that you cannot get toxic on it because it is stored in your body. But we always recommend on a daily basis anywhere between 2,000 to 5,000 milligrams. If the deficiency is significant, it can be as high as 10,000 milligrams a day. It has to be taken after the highest fat meal of the day or it is not well absorbed. So if you're like majority of Americans, you take your vitamins on an empty stomach in the morning, I guarantee you, you might as well throw it out the window on the way to work.
Well, and I'm picturing, you know, Sprouts or Whole Foods or Fries or wherever I am that I'm getting my supplements.
Yes.
And first of all the different choices I have and different doses of vitamin D and not having any idea about how that's going to impact me or maybe even negatively impact me. So you're talking about being in relationship again with your clients and finding out where they're at and then monitoring and helping them reach that balance again.
And working with your qualified healthcare professional to ensure that they're recommending quality supplements, telling you how to take them so that you have successful absorption and that you have the benefits that you can reap from supplementation.
I know.
Who knew?
It really is.
It is over. You go to Sprouts and you're just like, gosh, you just stare up and you look down
and
you're like,
deodorant without being freaked out. But that's
or
actually,
without Googling it and reading reviews and going like, is this reputable?
Right.
I don't know.
Is it reputable? Is it safe?
Yeah.
I mean, all those things. Am I paying too much?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot for my sweet little heart and my sweet little brain. It's just too much.
Yeah. We're happy to help. That's what we say. We are here to help.
Yes. So now back in the day, you know, when prom or some sort of event was coming up, spray tan was a thing when I was in my 20s, which, you know, like Brittany, I'm not going to divulge my age, but I'm no longer that age. But every once in a while I get, I'm just kind of prompted or think, oh my gosh, I so could use a tan right now.
Hey.
Yeah. So let's talk about spray tanning specifically. Is that something safe to do?
Oh, Want me to take it, Brittany?
Go for it.
So spray tanning in general is safe if you follow just a simple couple guidelines. Number one, try not to inhale what you're putting on because it does contain a chemical called DHA, which is a sugar-based molecule that basically stains your skin a light color brown, caramel brown, and upon reapplication can get darker over time. Generally, they are safe, much more safe than obviously a tanning bed or laying out in your backyard. So if you're someone that needs that healthy glow, you need that color to feel great in that little new dress you bought, then please, by all means, pick a good quality self-tanner, apply it in the safety of your own home, follow the directions, don't inhale the fumes, and apply it exactly as the instructions say.
So there's the, you know, do it yourself.
Right.
But there are also mobile spray tan companies or go to and get a spray tan. Is there a different, what do we need to be aware of between like, I'm going to buy a product myself or I'm going to have this company do it for me? Any things we got to look for when we're hiring someone to help us do it professionally?
Sarah just made a great point where she says inhalation. So if you're going to stand in a booth and get sprayed from each side, you have to be conscious of the fact that unless you're holding your breath for the whole duration, you are probably inhaling a lot of that DHA, which gives you the tan. So from like a mobile clinic, they kind of take the pen and they spray it around you. That, I think, just logically would dramatically reduce the amount that you would breathe.
There's
in.
More air available. And, it's
and that's just my interpretation of my many, many spray tans I've had in my life of how much I've breathed in doing it one way and how much I've breathed in getting it done essentially by hand.
Right. So a well-ventilated area.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have asthma, so I am more inclined to put it on myself where there isn't that huge fume. And we don't know what the risks are if you inhale or you absorb DHA. So I think just use common sense.
Yeah.
Use it appropriately. Don't overuse it and go to a qualified technician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good to know. How about skincare products? It's interesting. My daughter earlier today, I didn't even make the connection till just now. She's 23, living in Brooklyn, and she is kind of an Instagram, a little bit of an influencer. Oh. And so, you know, she'll always tag herself on things to win free stuff. And there was an organic skincare line that she tagged me, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to look into this.
Yeah.
So I'll have to actually do that. That's what I said to her and then went on about my business. But tell me a little bit about skincare products and is organic really better and what are we looking for? Just kind of walk me around that park.
So organic skincare is very hot in the news right now because there is a strong movement to stay away from chemicals for whatever risks they may be. Parabens, there's a potential risk for cancer. Sulfates, a risk for cancer. These aren't real research-driven. If you look at the research in general, that's not well documented. So the risks are indeed unknown. So I talked to patients about organic skincare. First of all, I defined what organic means. You know, tobacco is organic. Marijuana is organic. Poison ivy is organic. So if you are a person like myself that's highly allergenic, you have asthma, you have seasonal allergies, you get shots from your doctor frequently, you need to be cautious because organic skincare contains grasses, trees, pollens, molds, fruits, and other things that can be irritants or allergens. So just because it says organic doesn't necessarily mean it's better for you. So I always caution patients to look for words like clinically proven, dermatologist tested, because honestly, under the FDA guidelines, they actually have to have proven research to put names like that on it. You can put natural on anything. The FDA does not regulate the word natural. So a little unfortunate because a lot of people think natural means better.
Natural means safe.
But natural could be poison ivy. Mm-hmm. So I just think that you have to be an educated consumer. Work with your qualified dermatology professional. And if you have highly sensitive skin, you have gluten intolerance, or you've had reactions to makeups or cleansers in the past, let us help you guide you in picking out or choosing skincare. And organic might be right for you, but not all the time. So I would say 9 times out of 10, I'm choosing a product that is low chemical residue, but not necessarily organic.
Hmm. Anything to add to that?
So I was talking to Bethany today, actually, that one of the nurse practitioners at our office, and she told me about this app, and I'm not very technologically savvy by any means. I have a couple apps on my phone, mostly for coupons. but it's called Think Dirty. Sounds like a weird name, but Think Dirty is the app, and you can type in any product. They're typically skin related, so a moisturizer or a makeup brand or something, and it will rank it on a scale of 1 to 10 safety wise. I had never heard of it, but I was fascinated by it. I'm like, instead of Googling, I can just use this app that did everything for me. And so if you come from a family that your kids have eczema or your kids have asthma or you yourself have it, that would be something that I would maybe consider downloading. It's free and you can kind of cross-check a few things that maybe you already have in your cabinet.
That's great.
I know. People come out with the coolest apps now. I mean, if I had more space on my phone, I'd have a lot
You'd have to take off some of the coupon apps. And
I know I'm taking off
the coupons. I coupon way too hard to get rid of an app. Are you kidding me?
I love it. So we'll have to have you back for that segment.
And an exclusive segment on couponing I'm in.
For
I'll bring my mom.
Good. All right.
That Think Dirty app, there's also a website called the Environmental Working Group. And they are a watchdog group for marine life, sea life, and basically save the planet.
Oh, I love that.
An environmental working group. Same concept as Think Dirty. I think they're actually connected, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You can rank a product from toxicity level of 10 all the way down to 0 or 1. We offer several organic skincare lines at the office. We can help to guide you to choose the best sunscreen for your child if they get rashy or it burns their eyes or it doesn't stay on when they're swimming. So just work with your qualified professional to choose the products that fit your family's needs.
Yeah. You mentioned that I think you said about 40% of your medical practices
cosmetic. Yes.
All right. So let's talk a little bit more about that. What is that? What does that entail? What does that include?
You're the guru. Don't look at me. So, I mean, I love cosmetics, but if I have a question, I go to Sarah or I go to Kelly.
Yeah. So cosmetic dermatology encompasses from down to earth and, grassroots as what cleanser should you use or what skincare products. So I always ask patients, what are your top three skincare goals? Is it texture? Is it tone? Is it reduction in risk? I always hope that's number one. It never is.
Vain for that.
Absolutely.
Society.
So I always say, if fine lines and wrinkles are your number one concern, guess what that equates? Sun damage. That's the number one cause of premature aging of the skin. So we're really going to talk about prevention and reduction in risk.
She's going to wind us back there again.
I am. You think you had your absolutely reason, but you really didn't.
Right.
So cosmetic dermatology can be as foundational as a skincare regimen that suits your skincare goals. It can also include chemical peels, microdermabrasion, Botox injections, filler injections with hyaluronic acid. So things like Juvederm, Restylane, things that are going to improve fine lines and wrinkles. But it is a semi-invasive procedure where we are injecting this natural product into your skin and plumping up the areas of deficit. We also offer a huge array of laser products. So we offer Ulthera, which is the non-surgical facelift. So if any of you out there have ever been pregnant, you had an ultrasound to make sure the health of the child. So we use ultrasound energy to treat down to the smooth muscle or what we call the suspension bridge of your face and neck. We heat it up so it tightens, kind of like heating up saran wrap. It shrink wraps it. And that tones and tightens the lower face, upper forehead, brows, and neck. So it's kind of the latest and greatest. Ulthera has been around for many years, but probably actually a little bit over 5, but it has had some new advances in the technology and still offers a great non-invasive, non-surgical lunchtime facelift. It comes with a little bit of discomfort, but as they say, no pain, no gain. And we certainly help to reduce the discomfort by giving them ice packs and things like that. So cosmetic dermatology, you can go to a med spa. We certainly don't recommend it because it's like your dentist injecting Botox. They don't work on your facial muscles. They work on your teeth. So please choose someone that is well-skilled. We do hundreds of units of Botox a day. We're doing 10 to 30 clients every single day. That makes us good at it because practice makes perfect. So anything from as little as tweaking yourself before a wedding or a big event to I had acne as a teenager and I'd like to work on the scarring. Laser resurfacing, things like CO2 resurface, IPL, microneedling, dermaplaning. We offer it all. If you have a wish for your skin, we likely have a modality or treatment option for you.
I know. See, that's why I defer to her.
Holy cow!
You like that?
And mm-hmm. I'm going to tell my age. I'll be 55 in December, okay. And I'm a fairly natural person. Like even wearing makeup has been just a new thing the last 6 years,
wow.
Where it's daily. And I'm like, wow, sure. I definitely look better wearing makeup. But I don't mind wrinkles
sure.
yet. Maybe mm-hmm. I don't mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. And when I see kind of before and after pictures, I'm always like, wow, that really is a huge difference, right?
Yes.
But I've never been inspired or motivated to do any much for myself.
Sure.
But you're saying that there's a place for all of us, right? So mm-hmm. whether we're the naturalist of people and then yes. don't even wear makeup to someone who would really, constantly wants and has the desire to have that youthful look
yes.
and rejuvenated look, you've got space for them in your practice.
We do. And we always say we have a team of professionals because, again, what I want to do in my cosmetic practice is enhance your natural beauty. I want someone to see you, Karen, and say, did you get your hair done? Did you get a nice night's rest last night? The last thing I want them to say is, Karen, you had Botox.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to improve and enhance what you already have. I don't want to make you look different. I just want to enhance on your own natural beauty. If you are looking for a complete transformation, we have providers for that too.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, there are those of us who like a natural enhancement. There are those of us who are looking for more. If we don't offer it, we'll help you find somebody that will.
How important is water consumption and drinking water?
Huge.
Yeah.
What is it, like 70% it makes up of our body?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you start to get dehydrated, not only does it affect all of your other large organs, but you can definitely tell.
Oh, I can see it in
yes,
my skin.
Yes, I literally paper. Will do a skin exam and I'll look at their lower legs and I'll be like, how much water did you drink today? You look like a prune. So
And as the weather cools down, it's
a little scary to see how much people pull back on their water drinking because it's not so hot. It's nice out. You'd think, oh, no big deal. I can probably make it till later today.
I can't remember where I heard it recently, but when we feel thirsty.
Oh, it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Isn't
that's why I carry like a big flask around 24/7 because if you don't, especially if you're a busy working bee
yes,
and,
yep.
and you don't have the time to go to the bathroom, I have to like force myself.
Me too.
We're always walking around the office going like, gotta go to the bathroom. I have 5 seconds.
But that's good, right?
That's good.
Because we want to make sure yes. we're eliminating
mm-hmm.
and we're, getting all that
mm-hmm.
through. So did we talk about when you were talking about all the things that you offer, non-surgical rejuvenation techniques? Did we cover that?
So non-surgical rejuvenation techniques are anything from I can't say a vampire facial because it's trademark. I just did it. But we can do microneedling, which is basically irritating the collagen and then putting our own plasma cells on top to enhance mm-hmm. the collagen, including Ulthera, which is the ultrasound as we talked about, and laser resurfacing. So we offer multiple modalities to plump that collagen up and give you that lunchtime lift, or if you're looking for more, with 5 to 7 days downtime. And it's never too young to start thinking about prevention
That's right,
and enhancement. So at 50-something, it is very easy to start making a difference now because your collagen is still alive, it's still happy, it's still healthy. If you come in and you're 75 years old, our options are going to be a bit more limited
sure.
because you've lost estrogen, you have a little bit more collapse of your bounce house, as I call it, and it's a little bit more difficult to enhance that collagenesis and to plump that skin. So earlier intervention is key, just like for skin cancer. Aging, same thing applies.
What about radio frequency? Do I remember seeing something? What is that?
So radio frequency has gotten a
lot
of... I
got to ask that since this is, radio.
Yeah, of course. Yes, yeah. It's Business Radio X, hosted by Karen. No. Radio frequency is a modality that is getting a little bit more attention in the news these days. If you ask my honest opinion, I think it has much more downtime, and I think the risks associated with it are a bit more than something like Ulthera. It's very large bouts of energy, so you can have a little bit more trauma to the nerves, trauma to the subcutaneous tissue, and it becomes a little bit more worrisome when you're doing it over large surface area. So I think radio frequency, although it's relatively new to the market, I think we just proceed with caution. I still think some of the older, per se, devices still provide the same results with more security and more research and more longevity behind them. Mm-hmm. I'm not someone who always jumps on the bandwagon. I always wait for a little bit of time to make sure that we fully have the information about risk-benefit ratio.
Especially when you have other modalities, other techniques that work.
Yes.
So why not continue to use those until you have a little bit more research
and
information on it?
Absolutely true.
Yeah. So we've talked about hydration as far as water goes. How important is our diet as it relates to our skincare as well?
Oh gosh, it's huge. And if you have a skin condition, or honestly, a variety of any other chronic conditions, I think any medical professional would tell you what you eat plays a role in that. Whether you be a diabetic or you have thyroid issues, you are more prone to eczema or psoriasis, and certain foods have more inflammation than others.
Right.
And I would hope that any medical professional would.
Not everybody makes that whole.
They don't. So human. We talked about the DO, right? And that we are a whole human being.
Yes.
Right? So mm-hmm. We've got mind, body, spirit, and we feed and fuel yes. our body, mind, and spirit. And what we put into it matters. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised when I hear about friends and family going to their doctor, somebody that they've been with forever, who knows their history as well as their tendencies, and then they'll just throw them on some sort of medication
right.
for maybe a skin issue or right. some ailment, when if they could encourage them and educate them like you are doing to make some changes in whatever their habits are. And we're talking specifically about nutrition right now, but
I have to say I'm very passionate about this conversation, because I would challenge most of the other dermatology providers in the Valley that diet and exercise, water consumption, anti-inflammatory diet is probably not part of a conversation with their clients. So if we see patients and they've been on prolonged antibiotics for acne therapy and acne treatment, if you haven't discussed taking a probiotic to replace what we have unfortunately taken away from you by treating your skin condition, I think you've done a huge disservice to that child. As well as if you have an autoimmune condition like psoriasis, where it affects your daily quality of life, it's attacking your joints. Because psoriasis, although is a skin condition, it affects your joints. Psoriatic arthritis is much more prevalent today than it was even a decade ago. Current statistics are autoimmune disease like psoriasis, like rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis is 5 times more likely today than it was even a decade ago. So if you're not talking to a patient who has an autoimmune disease about an anti-inflammatory diet, I just think that you're missing the mark. You might think that eggplant is a superfood. Eggplant is a pro-inflammatory substance if you have an autoimmune condition.
So you have an eggplant plant growing yes. in the backyard.
And I love eggplant.
But you have to be aware of how
sure.
it, how
yes.
our body
yes.
individually is impacted
yes.
by it.
So people say all the time, quinoa is a superfood. It may be for some people.
Sure.
For me, it's the devil. I eat quinoa, I feel awful. Your body will tell you a lot of information if you just quiet your mind enough to listen to mm-hmm. the cues. So top three pro-inflammatory substances that you can eat, eggplant, tomatoes, potatoes, and any nightshade vegetable.
Inflammatory, not anti-inflammatory.
Pro-inflammatory.
Oh, therefore, it will encourage.
Yes.
Increase.
It's like
cause.
Lighting the fire.
Okay. Wow. Potatoes, tomatoes, eggplant.
And obviously anything that is high sugar. So anything
and starch,
white.
High starch
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Right. And those, so this is interesting because you're sharing the very natural, there's that word again,
yes.
these foods that are natural.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even talked about pro-inflammatory
yes.
things like sugar
right.
and
mm-hmm.
the highly processed foods and that sort of thing. So
it's just a conversation. And because I'm a registered dietitian as well, and actually Brittany's undergraduate was nutrition as well. So both of us are very much about diet, exercise, and having a conversation about you are what you eat. When your mother told you eat your carrots, she actually meant it. Mm-hmm. Vitamin A is great for the skin. So I just think that you have to be aware that in the world we live in today, you can create such an inflammatory response by just diet that you're doing yourself a disservice and you will end up with disease. So please, please be cautious about going through that drive-thru because it's cheap and easy. Be cautious about what you buy in the store and just put your health first, including your general health, not just your skin, your general health. Your heart doesn't want to be inflamed. Your liver doesn't want to be inflamed. And then, of course, not your skin as well.
Well, would you say that our skin is a reflection of not only our environment, but also how we treat ourselves and what we're putting into it?
Mm-hmm. From the inside out. Yeah. I mean, if you have diabetes, that affects your skin. If you have thyroid issues, that affects your skin. If you eat a primarily processed diet, just the lack of nutrients alone, like the different vitamins and minerals that you wouldn't get from a fast food meal, affects your skin. So I do not have any autoimmune skin conditions. And so I am not as impacted by things like quinoa or eggplant. I eat that on a regular basis. But for me, just it's like fine. Sarah said, it's fine. It's fine for me and it's fine for my family. But I could definitely say that there are many people that you walk by that could not eat the same diet that I do, despite it being, quote, natural and, quote, organic.
Right. So it just has to be part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about, you know, quality care with a personal touch, we spend 15 to 20 minutes. We are not the average dermatology practice where the hand is on the door and I got to go because my next five patients are up. So average dermatology appointment time, I think, is 7 minutes. We spend approximately 20 with every client because we think they deserve it. And they deserve the conversation about what impacts their skin, diet, exercise, water consumption. It's always interesting to me. We have a cooler full of water in our waiting room. You know, it's Arizona. It was just recently over 100 degrees. And I'm always surprised when I'm in the middle of a skin exam and I say, how much water have you drank today? And I look over where their purse is, and more than half of the time, they haven't taken a water bottle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, it's complimentary. And we're trying to promote healthy skin, which means you must hydrate. And they're not doing it. So again, taking those few extra moments and actually talking about general health and well-being, which is, you know, more than just your skin.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my goodness. How fun is this conversation?
I know.
I'm learning
we
so
do
much.
It all day.
Yes.
Five.
I love it.
Come by anytime.
Yes. So let's talk about that. For our listeners who haven't been introduced to your practice yet, what is the best way to get acquainted with you guys beyond this podcast today?
Social media is a great start. So if you're a big Facebooker or Instagrammer, you can find Aotuki Skin on there. Google is another great place. And if you do go, please leave a review.
You can call Linda, Director of First Impressions, 480-704-7546. Otherwise, we have websites. Everything you need to know about us, our bios, our new patient forms, our
just
blogs.
Pop on in.
Yeah, or stop by. Have a bottle of water. Say hello.
There you go. And 48.
Rayon 46, so right off the I-10, right behind CVS and Catty Corner to Mountain Point High School. But yeah, social media, Facebook, Instagram, our websites, www.awatukiskinandlaser, awatukiskincare.com, suncitydermaz, or honestly, pick up the phone. We'd love to talk to you. We actually answer the phone.
Hooray.
So it's no automated push one for this. We're live people and we answer.
Hi, Linda.
Yes, exactly.
I love it. Can you tell me a little bit about insurance? I mean, I know that's kind of a really broad umbrella, but for some insurance carriers, some of this, you'll have to find out where it qualifies.
It's a very easy answer. We accept most all insurances in Arizona.
Well, that's an easier answer than
with
I thought.
With the exception of Mercy Care and one TRICARE plan. Other than that, honestly, we're equal opportunity. We're here to serve. And if you have any questions, please call us. We'll get a copy of your card. We'll make a call to member services and make sure that if we're not on your plan, we'll get on your plan.
And if for some reason I don't have insurance,
we have wonderful cash pay rates.
I would say
they're competitive or probably the most cost-effective ones I've personally looked up and seen in the Valley. And that's actually, I think, something I see more often than not, because a lot of individuals just don't either get it through their work anymore, or they own their own business and they can't afford the current pricing for that. And so it's actually a lot more affordable than you'd think it would be.
We always say affordable self-pay rates. So
yeah.
A new patient visit, $95. An acne visit, $65. And honestly, because I own the business, if you're in a financial hardship and you need our care, we're certainly not going to turn you away.
Have a conversation.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we deserve, you know, people deserve care. And if you have an inability to pay, if you pay me $5 a month, we're going to see you.
Aww.
Yeah.
And we don't turn anybody away ever.
Yeah. Wow. That's great to know. And prevention is far less expensive than fixing something, treatment or surgery or life-threatening disease or situation.
A bottle of water is much cheaper than a kidney infection.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh, that's very, very true.
Yes, very true. And a lot less painful.
Yes, totally. Yeah.
All right. So we're winding up our segment. What else would you like our listeners to know about you guys? Is there anything else we hadn't thought to cover?
I'd just say we love our patients, and there's no greater gratitude than a personal referral. So please, if you have a loved one, a family member, a friend, please just send them our way. And I guarantee, I'll put my name on it, that if we can't take care of you, we will find someone to. And I think you'll be impressed with the level of care that we provide, and we're still going to make an impact on you because we're nice. We're from the Midwest. We're here to work, and we're here to provide a quality service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brittany?
I would say if you have something that's not healing and you're chalking it up to a pimple that won't go away or a dry patch of skin you never had before, but it's new in the last 6 months, or you wake up every morning staring at the same wrinkle and it upsets you, come in. And I would say not to wait, because more often than not, at the end of the visit, I get a lot of, well, that wasn't so bad. Or, wow, I really wish I came in sooner. So my advice and like my recommendation would be if it seems abnormal, just make the call.
No harm in checking it out.
Yeah, don't wait.
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't that
not
be great that you could just, you know, shake someone's hand or give them a hug?
Yeah, because
actually you're probably giving them a hug because they've been so worried
about
it.
And it's oftentimes it can just be benign. Yeah. So don't freak yourself out too much and head on over.
Yeah, totally. Worry is what the saying. Worry is misuse of our imagination.
Yes.
Just go get
good.
It checked.
I like that.
My sister-in-law told me
that
years ago, and I always remember it because
I
can find myself creating these crazy scenarios without any
day.
Facts, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I got to start living by that motto.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been a treat to have you both back in the studio again.
Thank you.
One more time for our listeners, tell us the locations for both practices and the website again.
Ahwatukee Skin and Laser, 46th and Ray, www.ahwatukeeskincare.com, 480-704-7546. And Sun City Dermatology?
Yep, that is, oh gosh, it's near Banner Del Webb, but it's like 101 and Meeker, or I'll say 101 and Grand if you're not as familiar with the sub streets. 623-377-7546.
Correct.
And same website.
Same website.
Yeah. We cross-reference.
Wonderful.
Cross between the two.
Gosh, what a treat.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you again for being here. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona Business Radio X studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business and skincare. Until next time, this is Karen Nowicki. Thanks for listening.